Practice Hour. Part 1. Memory Training. Instructions. Listen to the following two passages without taking notes. Reproduce passage 1 in the source language and passage 2 in the target language. Passage 1.
Opening remarks by NATO Secretary General Lord Robertson at the meeting of the North Atlantic Council at the level of heads of state and government. Read by Steve Watson. Distinguished heads of state and government, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to beautiful Prague and to NATO's first summit of the 21st century. I would like to extend a special welcome today to the Prime Ministers of Hungary, the Netherlands, and Portugal, who are joining us for the first time in this council. I also welcome Dr. Javier Solana, the EU High Representative for the Common Foreign and Security Policy. His presence here today symbolizes the excellent cooperation between NATO and the European Union. For NATO, Prague is a transformation summit. It is a truly defining moment for the Atlantic Alliance. We will welcome new members, take on new missions, modernize our military capabilities, and strengthen our relations with friends and partners throughout the Euro-Atlantic area. NATO was at the heart of Europe's transformation in the 1990s. It reached out to heal a divided continent, and it acted to bring and then keep the peace in the Balkans. NATO is still doing these jobs and doing them well. But September 11th, 2001, and its aftermath confronted the whole world with new challenges.
Passage 2.
胡锦涛主席。 在2007年中非合作论坛北京峰会开幕式上的讲话，开场白，朗读，樊志军。尊敬的各位嘉宾、各位同事、女士们、先生们、朋友们，今天是值得历史记住的日子。我们中非领导人本着友谊、和平、合作、发展的宗旨。 相聚北京，共叙友情，共商推动中非关系发展，促进发展中国家团结合作的大绩。首先，我仅代表中国政府和中国人民，并以我个人的名义，对各位同事和嘉宾前来出席会议，表示热烈的欢迎和衷心的感谢。我还要通过在座的非洲各国领导人。 向兄弟的非洲人民转达中国人民的亲切问候和良好祝愿。2000年10月，中非共同倡议成立了中非合作论坛，这是中非深化传统友谊、加强友好合作的重大举措。6年来，论坛先后在北京和亚的斯亚贝巴成功举办了2届部长级会议。 已成为中国同非洲国家开展集体对话、交流治国理政经验、增进相互信任、进行务实合作的重要平台和有效机制。